My struggle with body dysmorphia really comes from past trauma from being bullied about my weight and my body by my peers, as well as a lot of my family.
When you have body dysmorphic disorder, you intensely focus on your appearance and body image.
Repeatedly checking the mirror, grooming, or seeking reassurance, sometimes for many hours each day.
Your perceived flaws and repetitive behaviors cause you significant distress
and impact your ability to function in your daily life.
I did not like the body that I was put with.
Have you ever struggled with body dysmorphia?
Yes, every day, all the time. Even this morning when I was getting ready to come to school, I always view myself in my head as much skinnier than I am. So every time that I get ready and like I realize and I look in the mirror that I'm a bit bigger than how I mentally imagine myself, it's always, I don't want to say disheartening, but it's like always a wake-up call. Because I like generally, even like right now, my mental perception of what my body looks like is probably 100 pounds smaller than what I actually am. And that's every day.
I have gone through body dysmorphia, body dysphoria, where some days I just literally want to rip my chest off and start my life kind of over without having, boobs. Some days are better than others. Some days I feel super confident, and I'm like, okay, well, it's not that bad. I work out, things like that to kind of help, but overall, there is kind of like this underlying feeling of I'm not necessarily in that right body right now.
And in my head, I imagine that I look a certain way, but
Whenever I started to explore these ideas within myself, there was a lot of things built up from my childhood and growing up. Growing up in a Southern Baptist household where I would go to church every Sunday and be told that who I thought I was or what I could have been was wrong, and that any idea of being something that's not a cis white male who is straight, just that anything outside of that was wrong. And I was kind of always afraid of being seen as someone who didn't conform into this idea of being seen that who I was something that wasn't accepted, which eventually what happened, but it was more of a thing that I began to not care because I realized those people in my life, especially early in my life, who had those ideas just didn't matter, because if they didn't support me for who I was, they didn't matter. If you can't accept someone for who they are, then you're probably not worth being in their life. So a lot of my internalized phobia in the beginning was not geared towards the community, but geared towards myself, because growing up I had always thought of this image of myself, of who I was supposed to be, who everyone around me wanted me to be. But as I grew up and exposed myself to different environments, I began to be more comfortable with this idea of who I really was rather than what everyone around me wanted me to be.
Speak a different way.
Look a specific way.
Act a specific way.
Dress a specific way.
I think really specifically in the queer community, there's always a standard of how everything should be. So like when you come out as a gay person, specifically being a white, very masculine presenting person, they expect you to speak a different way. They expect you to look a specific way. They expect you to act a specific way, to dress a specific way. And I'm like really none of that. Like I am white, but I'm really feminine, and I dress pretty femininely. And I'm not this skinny little twink, for lack of a better word, that the community thinks that I have to be just because I'm gay.
There's always a standard. I think there's still a lot of phobia issues. Everyone's going to have an issue with something, no matter what community you're part of. And I think that a lot of the issue right now is just like people avoiding like a sense of unity. We should encourage growth and unity rather than tearing each other apart.
There's a lot of internalized homophobia.
I think some of the biggest issues in the community stem from judgment and harsh critiques of others, which don't help body dysmorphia or mental illness.
Acceptance.
I think the main struggles are, you know, being accepted.
So I think I would say that the biggest issue within the community is definitely its own observation and its own accountability for acceptance among itself.
The community preaches all the time about being accepting and embracing everyone for their differences and loving them for their differences, but I would probably argue that we are our own worst enemy as a community in large. The community.
As a community.
Acceptance.